John Ned Lee Shines was born in Memphis, Tennessee in 1915. He was taught to play the guitar by his mother and spent most of his childhood in Memphis playing slide guitar at an early age in juke joints and on the street. He moved to Hughes, Arkansas in 1932 and worked on farms for 3 years, putting aside his music career. A chance meeting with Robert Johnson, his greatest influence, gave him the inspiration to return to music. In 1935, Shines began travelling with Johnson, touring in the United States and Canada. They parted in 1937, 1 year before Johnson's death. This is Johnny Shines with Lost Love Letter Blues. Eunice Kathleen Wayman, or Nina Simone, was an American singer, songwriter, musician, arranger, and civil rights activist. Her music spanned a broad range of musical styles, including classical, jazz, blues, folk, R&B, gospel, and pop. To make a living, Simone started playing piano at a nightclub in Atlantic City. She changed her name to Nina Simone to disguise herself from family members, having chosen to play the devil's music. She went on to record more than 40 albums between 1958 and 1974. This is Love Me or Leave Me.
Say, love me, leave me, let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You
might find the night time the right time for kissing. Night time is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Say, hey, hey, I want your love, don't wanna borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love, there's no love for nobody else. Someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Say, hey, I want your love, don't want to borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love. My love is your love. There's no love for nobody else.
Alexander was perhaps one of the biggest stars to arise out of the American country blues scene. Working with Muscle Shoals, a pioneering record label, Alexander's songs have been covered by many artists. His early success was short-lived. For many years, Alexander was out of the music business and was a bus driver for much of that time. This is Lover Please.
Lover Please, please come back. Take the train coming down the track. Don't, please don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. Old story, not too long, about a love that went all wrong. A girl left a boy just as bad. Now she's gone and he's so sad. Don't leave me in misery.
This is Lowland Moan from 1927 by Lonnie Johnson. Alonzo Lonnie Johnson was a blues and jazz singer and is recognized as the first to play an electrically amplified violin. Johnson was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, and raised in a family of musicians. He studied violin, piano, and guitar as a child and learned to play various other instruments, including the mandolin, but he concentrated on the guitar throughout his professional career.
Down to the levee and over to the freight house yard. I went down to the levee and out to the freight house yard. They paid $1 an hour, but the work was too long and hard. Has big tails in my pantry, neck bones on my shelf. Has big tails in my pantry, neck bones on my shelf. I ain't got none to give you, I got just enough for myself. I'm going to buy me a shotgun, long as I am tall. I'm going to buy me a shotgun, just long as I am tall. I'm going to shoot my woman, just to see her fall. Over yonder's the river, yonder is your big lake. Over yonder's the river, yonder is your big lake. At your house rent party, you made your last mistake. I chew my tobacco and I spit my juice. I chew my tobacco and I spit my juice. I tried to love you so hard, but I found out there's no use. 6 months in the lowland has made some change. months in the lowland has made some change in me. To go back to my old baby, it'll be murder the first degree.
Our final track tonight is Make My Home Wherever I Lay My Hat by Johnny Copeland, the Texas blues guitarist and singer who, in 1983, was named Blues Entertainer of the Year by the Blues Foundation, and in 2017 was posthumously inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. I declare this week's meeting closed. We'll be back next week with a brand new agenda, so look forward to seeing you then, all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. In the meantime, bye for now.